We're going to explore the topic of genetic engineering. This involves modifying an organism's genome by introducing a gene from another organism to produce a desired characteristic. I'll go through a few examples for you. One is vitamin A rice. A lack of vitamin A can lead to blindness. A lot of communities that were lacking in vitamin A were found to use rice as the core of their diet. Therefore, a gene that produced vitamin A was taken from bacteria and added to rice, producing a golden rice that was rich in vitamin A. Another example is the production of insulin. The gene that produces insulin can be inserted into bacteria, and those bacteria can then mass produce insulin to treat people with diabetes. So the people who have type 1 diabetes and can't produce insulin for themselves. So how do we genetically engineer something? These are the steps. First, we cut the gene out. Enzymes are used to cut a desired gene out of a chromosome. This same enzyme is then used to cut a vector. And this vector is usually a bacterial plasmid, which is a loop of DNA, or a virus. And a vector is used to transfer the genes. So they use the vector to insert the gene into the required cells. If the gene is delivered into the cells before they have differentiated, so at the egg or the embryo stage, all cells in the developed organism will have the gene and show the characteristic. I'll just give you a recap of those steps. So one, enzymes cut out a gene from a chromosome. Two, the same enzyme is used to cut a vector. Three, the vector is used to put the gene into the required cells. Four, if the gene is delivered into cells before they have differentiated, all the cells in the developed organism will have the gene and will show that characteristic. So to summarise that, genetic engineering is the modification of an organism's genome by introducing a gene from another organism to produce a desired characteristic. And two of those examples are vitamin A or golden rice and an insulin producing gene.
If this episode has got you in the mood for more podcast revision action, then you should search for our other Revise podcast channels that cover a lot more than you'll find here. Search for Revise on whatever platform you got this podcast from and you'll find them. And while you're at it, if you could rate us 5 stars and subscribe or follow to all of our Revise podcasts that cover every subject you need, then that will help other people to find our podcasts.